Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, May 11th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One for iOS, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. I think I repeated that twice. Anyways, NBA playoffs, couple blowouts, just like the first round, couple sweeps. There could be another sweep tonight. The Timberwolves and the Spurs, that might go to game seven. I think that'd be the closest series. And joining us all the way from East Carolina, the other Greenville in North Carolina, Mr. Anthony Faniel Frog. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Appreciate you, Santiago. Thanks for having me.
It was a good weekend. How was your weekend?
Oh, it's up and down weekends, Mother's Day. It's kind of somber, but I'm going to try to make it through the week. Her birthday's on Saturday, so I'll get through this, the Knicks win. So, you know, hey, it's one of those days.
And the Knicks sweep. They did a sweep. Hey, I thought Philadelphia was going to be the toughest team in the East, the best team. I was totally wrong. I'll take it. I'll take the shots, if you want to call it that. But Anthony
Faniel. You was the one who said you think they were the best team in the East. We got it on tape. So shots fired. Let's go. You got to get a sweeping noise with a broom or a vacuum cleaner because – we just destroyed them. But like, I think the margin of defeat was like close to 30 points. That's like an NBA record. So, and yeah, they shooting the ball, you know.
Yeah, quite something. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and the New York Knicks are back in the Eastern Conference Finals, tying an NBA postseason record with 11 three-pointers, Anthony, in the first quarter in front of a raucous crowd. Knicks fans, apparently. Deuce McBride, I never heard of him till now, hit 7 of New York's 25 three-pointers and scored 25 points. Brunson had 22, and Hart and Karl-Anthony Towns, Cat, each scored 17. The Knicks' latest lopsided playoff victory. Anthony, your thoughts, what happened in this matchup? And what happened to the Sixers?
I've been watching my New York Knicks for almost 45, 50 years now, and what I've seen them do is epic because they're on a pace to shatter. They're breaking like all these records. That 3-point mirage they had in the first half that ties with 18, you know, they chucked up 18 and a half, and then they finished with 25. And I just think if they start shooting the ball at a clip like that, making 3 points, the Knicks are going to be in the championship, and they might be playing for a championship because they are on a roll right now. They're playing like, I think I told you this before, Santiago. They have a style sort of like the Golden State Warriors where Karl-Anthony Towns, and he's playing the role of Draymond Green a little bit because he can also pass the ball. So I just believe right now the Knicks are playing at a level where they're going to be a tough out. Let's just put it that way in a series. They just need 8 more games, Santiago, to bring that chip home.
That's all they have to do. Not just making it to the finals. You're going all the way with 8. New York has been the dominant, utterly dominant this postseason, Anthony. Winning
absolutely. I mean, on both ends of the floor.
196 points and losing 2 games by a combined 2 points.
That's right. They lost those by, I think, in the Atlanta series. That was it. After that, they went down 2 games to 1, and they haven't looked back. They won 7 straight. we'll see. They're sitting their second time going to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row. I think that's good for Mike Brown. I mean, I think the Knicks are playing at a level of basketball, which I think now they got teams. They're noticing the Knicks are coming. I mean, you know, you got Karl Anthony Towns playing a point center. You know, it gives Anunoby some time to get back and, you know, and get healthy a little bit so they can be at full strength if possible. You know, so I am impressed with what the New York Knicks are doing. I am proud of my orange and blue skies right now, Vic. I mean, I called you Victor. You see that, Santiago? I'm about to give Victor some love.
Look like. Yeah. We're 20 years apart.
Yeah. I want to give Matt shout out to Victor. So,
would you be on Vic's show this week? Because he wants to hear nothing of the NBA playoffs. He's not watching it, so you can kind of give him an update.
I'm always welcome to sit in with Vic and Byron to give them some insight if they want. You know, as long as they clown me a little bit, give me a hard time. I know shots to be fired, but it's all good. I love those guys. There we go.
Knicks now have the best three-game span in the NBA playoff history, Anthony. The two best four-game spans, three best five-game spans, the two best six-game spans, the best seven-game spans, the best eight-game span, and now the best nine.
Do you know what, Santiago? I don't want it to stop. I think we talked about this. They're keeping their foot to the pedal, to the metal, and do not let up. I think everybody knows their role. I think Cat has got comfortable at that point center. I'm telling you, the Knicks are on some other level stuff right now, Santiago, and they just can just keep going. I believe last week we talked about Abib talking money and stuff like that for tickets. People need money. Abib, I still haven't waiting on my little money for all my Knicks fans that showed up. Thank you, Abib. Yeah.
Joel Embiid's going to pay for your dishwasher.
I very rarely use a dishwasher.
There you go. Well, the Knicks are 4-0. You would say the Hawks did a better job against the Knicks.
The Sixers didn't give us no problems, man. I mean, the Hawks, I would say, stole two games because of C.J. McCollum. Other than that, so I wasn't impressed with neither one of those teams, actually, Santiago, tell you the truth.
You haven't had a challenge. There is no Boston Celtics. So it is – we'll see what happens with the Pistons and Cavs. But let's go last night. The other
the Knicks. The Pistons want the Knicks, right?
You're freezing a bit. I don't know if you can move your computer or your phone a little bit closer to the router, but just want to let you know. Last night, there's another game. I think this might be the series of this round. Anthony Edwards had 36 points, a.k.a. Michael Jordan lookalike, and the Timberwolves rallied to beat the Spurs, the San Antonio Spurs, 114-109. On Sunday, following Victor Wembanyama's first career ejection.
Yeah, he threw that elbow. I mean, it was pretty high. Can you hear me, Santiago?
Yes, I can hear you on. Keep going.
All right, sorry about that. Yeah, Victor, I was kind of like surprised to see him throwing those elbows like that, but I knew he was going to get ejected. As soon as he swung them pretty hard, and I hope he just understands that, you know, he can get in some trouble for that. I don't want guys going after him.
He got smacked. You know,
that was a rough elbow. I mean, he swung it like a punch, and I think Naz Reid, he's lucky he caught a little bit of that on the chin, but it looked like it caught the side of his neck. But regardless, the way he throws it, and you see Naz goes right down. So Victor needs to, you know, try to keep a composure. He's young. You got to remember something too, Santiago. He's 7'4", and every time he touches the ball, people are coming at him, and they're trying to be physical with him. And the way Minnesota plays is they play very physical with him. And he just be trying to back him off of him. And, I hope he learns from this. He's not a dirty, cheap shot type of guy. I like Victor. I just hope he, keeps his elbows up and, use them like a jab. Don't throw it, more high up over, that's the only way I can see it. Because if you start swinging them, they're going to definitely call a foul on you. So
what is the San Antonio Spurs without Wemby, Anthony?
Oh, man, I don't see them, coming out of that. I mean, look at Minnesota. They're being real physical with them. We said this. You, Rudy, and then you got McDaniels. Then you got Reed. They're putting a body on them. And if they, like I said, they already took two games from them. I don't think he'll be suspended. I think he'll get a fine today later on from the league. And hopefully he'll be able to play game five. They're going to need it. If they don't win game five, Santiago, I got a funny feeling Minnesota is going to make some noise. That's all I could tell you. It's like Ant-Man is back, and he is balling, man. Ant-Man is the truth. You hear me? Like, he takes his game like that Jordan level. He starts taking over the game. He hit two major threes coming down the end of that game, and San Antonio was up, and that dude he's a monster. Like, Anthony Edwards is the man. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. For
it's
sure.
It's insane. I like the Timberwolves. They beat Jokic. Can they beat Wemby and the Spurs? It's possible.
I think they have a plan, man. I think I told you this before. They're built for the playoffs. With DiVincenzo going down, I think it's going to be a hard task for them to get. If they get out of this round and the face, I believe it's going to be OKC. I wouldn't put nothing past Minnesota. They're built for this moment to me. They're tough guys. They're not going to back down. They got Anthony Edwards, and we're about to really see if San Antonio can really, get out of this round. And if Minnesota beats them, I'm gonna put my chips on Minnesota because from Ant-Man, and I'm gonna definitely be rooting for them a little bit. I still want to see San Antonio come out of this bracket.
So, you do.
Without a doubt, I'm a big fan of Wemby. I'm just rooting for that kid. So, I like Harper. I like Castle. I like the way that team is constructed. I like Mitch. Mitch Johnson's a great coach. I like everything about the San Antonio Spurs.
Quite something. We'll see what happens. Game five is in San Antonio tomorrow night. So game fives are crazy. Anthony knows this.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be fun. We talked about this too, Santiago. This NBA playoffs, it's been real chippy. And I think this is what the NBA playoffs is all about. So let's get it on.
There's usually like one series that's closer and the other ones are blowouts. That's what I've been noticing, the theme. Not a bad thing. But I think the
Knicks are surprising. We expected that from OKC. I mean, they're just the cream of the top. And that prop over there in the West, and the Knicks are showing other critics wrong that they went down two games to one, and everybody want Mike Brown out of there. They wanted Mikal Bridges gone. They wanted Karl Anthony Towns gone. I don't want to hear nothing again about this Giannis talk. I don't want to hear anything about get rid of Mike Brown. They should have never gotten rid of Tibbs.
Am I hearing that? Giannis to the Knicks?
They ain't coming. It ain't happening. We don't need them. I think we talked about this. Karl Anthony Towns has risen his game to playoff level. Like, we're talking Shaq and
he's a Jersey boy too.
Yeah, he is, and he's at that level where he's playing at a very high level as a player in the playoffs with Brunson and him. Like I said, if they can figure it out, The Knicks got something special.
If they win
special.
A championship this year, they don't need Giannis.
Say that again. I'm Santiago. I'm sorry.
If the New York Knicks win a championship this year, they would not need Giannis.
Well, listen, if they get there, they don't need him. I'm believing all of that Giannis talk is out the window now. There's no need to even talk about Giannis. Whether you want to give up Cat now and you want to give up Bridges now, I mean, the people who talk like that, they're fools. They don't know anything about a system of basketball. I mean, the Knicks are building something, and there's no need to break it up. They did good by not going to the trade deadline, destroying their team. They're doing what's right for the unit, keeping all these players together, getting cohesion in where they play. They know each other. They're going to be in the right spots. If you look at their offense now with Karl Anthony Towns running the point center, they look just like Golden State in the old Lakers showtime because, you know, Cat is just passing the ball. He's passing before shooting. Now, they unlock something. You know, if you look at Cat, he would take that shot. Now he's looking to pass the ball before he takes a shot. I mean, kudos to the Knicks and what they're doing over there with Mike Brown. I give them big respect because they're playing way better than the team last year. I got more confidence. They're much fresher. I mean, if you know the Knicks style of basketball last year at Santiago, Thibodeau's had these guys tired by this round. They're really gasping on fumes right now. Now they get to rest. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different ball game with them now.
Keep in mind, Mike Brown coming in, he's doing rotations.
Yes.
He has had championship experience. You like Mike Brown, don't you?
I love him. He's playing it right. He's giving his boys what they want. They were complaining about being burnt out last year. And this year, they look fresh. That's all I'm saying. They're more put together as a unit. And this offense now is clicking. It's clicking. That's a good thing because after game two, they wanted his head on a platter in New York. You know, Mike Brown was like, they're worshiping him right now. They're like, this guy's the greatest coach the Knicks ever had. And check this out. If he gets them there to the finals, you had Jeff Van Gundy and Pat Riley. You know, they did that. Let's give them big ups. Brown would be the guy that you could say, yeah. I mean, getting them out of the playoffs and getting to the dance is totally different. But if Mike Brown could get them there to win it, wow. We had a red, and then we're going to have a brown. So we had red, you know, Red Holzman take us the first time, and now we're going to have Mike Brown. It makes sense, doesn't it? Like,
it makes sense.
Red and brown.
What does not make sense, yesterday was the NBA draft lottery. The Washington Wizards, who had a 14% chance to get the number one pick, are now the number one pick. And after that, they got the Utah Jazz at the number two, three Memphis Grizzlies, Chicago Bulls, your Chicago Bulls, LA Clippers via the Indiana Pacers, Brooklyn Nets, Sacramento Kings, Atlanta Hawks, the Mavericks, and the Bucks. And the Warriors got number 11. Your thoughts over the lottery? And
how about Indiana Pacers? The Indiana Pacers tanked towards the end of the year, right? They finished with the fifth pick. They were supposed to finish four and higher. Yeah, they don't get a pick. So they don't get anything. They forfeit their fifth pick to the LA Clippers. So I'm
Kawhi Leonard.
So next year, just think about how that's gonna hurt next year, because it ain't gonna happen when you start tanking next year. You ain't gonna get it. It's gonna work just how it happened to Indiana. You know, they gave up that trade for the center from the Clippers and future draft picks.
And the Clippers. Future rapper?
Did I say it?
I think so.
My
well,
bad.
Also,
it might have sounded like.
The projected first round NBA picks are Caleb Wilson and Henry Vassar.
AJ DeBonts.
Eddie DeBonts. He's a big one.
My guy, Darius Acuff.
Yeah. So you think it's going to be a good draft, or you think it's a weak class, weak pool?
I like some of the players in this draft. Cameron Boozer, I like the top three. They got Boozer. I like top three. Darius Acuff from Arkansas, they got him ranked up there. I like him. I like AJ DeBonce. I think he'll be the first player taken in this draft going to DC. I'm happy for the DMV. I think this is good. John Wall and them. I think they're gonna start making some noise. I think they'll trade Anthony Davis to get some more chips on the table, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm happy for the Wizards for getting, maybe they can, you know, turn that program around down there. If you ever been there, that's a long time ago. We can't give them that love anymore. It was John Wall and Bradley Beal were the last two guys we can remember taking him to.
Now he's at Howard University. So,
and he's with the Wizards. He's with Howard and the Wizards. He's part of both programs.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sticks with
it. For sure.
Another NBA news: Steve Kerr, that I thought he was going to leave the Warriors, is staying. Agreed to a 2-year contract, and amid speculation about a potential split, he stays on with an older roster.
I'm telling you, Giannis needs to really think about this for a minute. To go out there and play with Steph, I think that'll open up their game a little bit. And, you know, hopefully Green will come back. And if he doesn't retire, I think that you got some more he can give you. And
like Dennis Rodman calls him Greeny.
Yeah, they talk a lot about Green. A lot of players don't like him. You know what? He's the last breed of that old school basketball player. You know, he bangs
Michigan
with you.
Basketball.
Michigan State, not Michigan. Michigan State. He's a Spartan. Is a difference. So, he's a good player. I always liked Green. I remember something. He's one of those players that, the odds were against him, and he changed the game.
He criticized Steve Kerr this past week, saying that Steve Kerr ruin his offense, that he was
no. You gotta get the story right. The reporters were trying to say no, I hear where you're coming, like the way you said it is like, no, I don't think so. Like, the reporters try to say, did Steve Kerr ever destroy your offense, Draymond Green? And Green was like, no way, he made him a better player. And that's what Green was saying. I heard that story.
You heard that story. Well, anyways, he's back. Maybe they offer him, hey, we'll probably get Giannis, stick around for another 2 years, win another chip. Hey, well, the Knicks are still playing.
Go for it.
That can happen.
Let's get through the season right now. I'm not going to put the cart before the horse.
Playoffs.
We got to get through this playoff. So we got a ways to go. 8 games is a lot, Santiago.
That's a lot.
The Knicks got to get 8 games.
The new deal says that he'll be who was earning $17.5 million is the highest paid coach in the NBA. No details of how much it is. I think it's 22, I heard. The highest paid coach in the NBA right now. Steve Kerr is living great, rent-free in San Francisco.
Yeah, he is, and I'm happy for him. He earned it. How many championships he got over there, Santiago? Four,
I mean, I would say.
And as a player, throwing a couple as a player, you know, come on, the guy's a winner, proven winner. So I'm not surprised he's the highest paid coach.
Quite something. Sure. Anyways, let's switch to the NFL, if you don't mind.
Oh, let's go.
Right after the show last Friday, Jets and Breece Hall agreed to a 3-year, $45.75 million extension. Is this worth every penny, Mr. Anthony?
Every penny of it. And I was telling, I think a couple shows, he should take the 12 and 14 million and be happy. They give him 15 and a quarter. He is a New York Jet, Santiago, for 3 more years.
At least,
right? And then for him, let's build a team around him and see what he brings more. I think this is just the beginning for him to where he can make that Saquon and that Christian McCaffrey type dollar. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Jets are saying to him, yes, we want you here, Priest. And I'm so happy the New York Jets got it right. Like this guy, Daryl Mugi, whatever he's drinking, I want some of it because he is making all the right moves. I bet it is. I can't. His name is Mugi or Bougie. He's doing it up. I love everything he's doing. I mean, he signed Garrett Wilson. He signed Sauce Gardner and got 3 draft picks for him. So whatever he's doing, let that man do what he's doing over there because he's doing it up. you know, to sign Priest Hall for a 3-year extension to, you know, for like what, 45? How much is that guaranteed?
$25 million extension. I'll look at that up. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the GM is Darren Moogie. He is a young GM actually. So
we'll out of Denver,
see.
Man. Came with Denver.
Yeah, quite something. So but yeah, Breece Hall, he is a Jets for life.
Not yet for life yet, Santiago. Don't start cursing my team yet. I think what they're doing to put all these pieces in the right spot to help build the foundation is a running back. Yes, shots fired. And Priest Hall is that piece to really set that foundation. And I'm so proud of the New York Jets for signing that young man, because I've been a fan of his out of Arizona State since he's been a Cyclone. And I'm a happy camper. Way to go, New York Jets and Priest Hall.
$29 million guaranteed. So that's pretty good.
That's good money. Good money for a kid coming out of college.
Money.
Yeah, for not these days, but we'll let him have it.
We'll have another conversation. Cowboys will take on the Giants on Sunday Night Football in Week 1. We have first dibs on this before Thursday's show. Your thoughts over this?
Yeah, Cowboys, man. That game is going to be fun. I mean, it's always the Cowboys and the Giants Monday night or Sunday night game to start the season.
And Sunday night, guess
that's
who
guaranteed.
Is one of the commentators? Mike.
It's going to be Mike Tomlin. Yes. I mean, if it was a Steeler game, you know, I want to hear him do the Steeler games when they have them. That's going to be fun.
That'd be high ratings.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to look forward to hearing him on the Steeler games. That's for sure. But the Giants and the Cowboys is always openings. I think that's good for the ratings. New York, America's team. Let's
now
go.
The Giants,
that's what,
you know, new coach.
The Giants want that. Yeah, new
players,
coach.
A lot of hype.
Cowboys do that. The Cowboys got a whole overhaul of their defense. They couldn't stop the run last year. They brought in all these players this year to stop the run. Let's see. You know, Jackson Dart doesn't like to go down and get out of bounds with a new coach. Let's see if they got him ready. I think this is good for the NFL to have these two teams going at it, starting the year off. Let's go.
Also, today,
even though we got a game on Wednesday, so that week we got
in
a game
Australia,
Wednesday,
isn't it?
Yeah. So
let's go to Los Angeles. They agreed to a 1-year deal with tight end David Njoku, who came from Cleveland Browns. Is this a good option
for
Herbert to throw to?
Yes, that's that. Listen, I was about to call him San Diego. The Chargers, they're a tight end oriented type team with Harbaugh, their coach. They like to use that run and pound type of offense, that big formation, jumbo formation with the tight ends. So they got another throwing tight end over there that they can throw the ball to. So I like this pick for them. I mean, David Njoku's a big target, and that just helps out. Yeah, he's a man of a man. Like, if you ever seen him, like, this dude walks around, you know, I can't walk around with my shirt off like that. This guy is a monster. And he plays, they had to get rid of him because that kid that they got in Cleveland now, Fant, he's better than him. So,
future, yeah.
Yeah, so.
He got drafted about 2-3 years ago, so. We'll see what happens. There is predictions tonight. Two NBA games, thank God. Pistons at the Cavs, game 4. Will Cavs tie it up? Will James Harden have another miracle game? What's going to happen in Cleveland, Anthony?
Oh, man, I would like to see Cleveland keep winning these games and push Detroit to the limit. I mean, I can see. Yeah, for the Knicks' sake, I mean, come on, let's be for real. OG is not healthy, so the more time he can get to sit. But let's talk about this Cleveland-Detroit matchup, Santiago. I would hope to see Cleveland push it another game. If James Harden holds on to the ball and don't turn it over, I can see Cleveland playing a little bit better. It's that simple. He's got to contribute more and help out on the scoring end as well. And hopefully Matt Spruce can have some 3-point shots that he can make and don't headbutt nobody and try to, you know, turn it into like a game like that, because I can see Cleveland trying to get this one tonight. So I'm gonna roll with Cleveland trying to tie the series up at 2-2.
I'm going for Cleveland as well, make things more exciting. Let's go to Los Angeles. Will Thunder sweep the Lakers tonight, or Lakers will extend and have a game five?
Well, Santiago, the Lakers got a bad draw. We talked about this before. LeBron can't do it by himself. I feel bad for the King, but I'm quite sure Santiago, they're going to get the brooms out in L.A. They're getting swept.
I saw there's a shipment status. Brooms are arriving at the stadium before the game. So,
well, the Knicks bought up most of those brooms in Philly, so I don't know how many more brooms are out there, but I'm quite sure there's a few more brooms to make it to L.A. Yeah, sure, for sure.
Well, there you have it.
Tonight. I don't think LeBron. You know what? I'm gonna make a bold prediction. I'm gonna do a Byron Jones. You're taking the Thunder tonight.
I'm taking Thunder. Then they close it out. I'll get some rest before the meetup.
I'm gonna go with my heart and go against you on this, Santiago. I'm gonna go with the LA Lakers, still in a game for the King on their home court, and they'll win tonight. So, LA fans, I know you don't like me, but I'm going to root for you tonight to get one for the King.
Coming back to Oklahoma. There you have it. NBA playoffs. It's been exciting ones. You know, there's one series that's more closer than the others and other blowouts as well. So we'll see what happens in the NBA playoffs. Anthony, what is the best way to reach online to talk to you about Patrick Ewing and OJ Anunoby comparisons?
You can go to my YouTube Uncle Funky 685 account. And I got an Instagram frog.685. on Instagram, and then you can find me on the Sportscast with Santiago on the update, my guy.
There you have it. Anthony will be back on Thursday night with Vic to talk to playoffs. They need an update. They don't know anything about it. They don't watch it. So maybe Anthony will fill in those holes for them. And he can reach us at thesportscast.net. We have a lot of holes that have been filled, news that you need to update, or thesportscast.net. Also, thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting tonight and throughout the week. A lot going on. Off-ball tournament is beginning in college sports this week. So it's quite exciting.
Yeah, softball. We could get into that, too, next week if you want to.
Maybe next week. We'll see.
College sports, I could always do some homework. Yes, right. That's right, ECU.
Well,
I'm all
there
in.
You have
and a little bit of hockey, too, so with my Hurricanes.
It's coming in. Anyways, Anthony, thanks for coming on. And this.
Thank you, Santiago. Good.